Round about. You've got mail. We get your mail sent directly to us, breakfast@ecr.co.za. We are mandated. Nay, it is a part of our manifesto that we shall answer any question that is deemed fit to be asked of us. Any question in any category, in any which way, shape or form, we will answer your questions. What have we got?
Well, I'm going to start with one for Sky, because Sky, I know that you love a good would you rather question early in the morning. So while you watch the beautiful sunrise, listen to this, Sky. This is from Bada Bakakni. Bada would like to know, Sky, would you rather be trapped in a small room with 10,000 tarantulas for 10 minutes or eat 10 tarantulas in 10 minutes?
That's a great question. Sorry. Great. I want to thank all the people that send these questions to Sky, because these are great.
What's great about that?
That's a wonderful thought. But no, because we have a lot of time in our hands, right? And people think, you know, what am I going to do with this time? If you give yourself a wonderful thought experiment, this could occupy your mind for quite some time. So to re-ask that question, would you rather be trapped in a small room with 10,000 tarantulas for 10 minutes or eat 10 tarantulas in 10 minutes?
Ma'ala. Like, no, there's no money involved there. So I'm just doing this for fun. And
yeah, you do it for 10 rand. Seeing as we've got 10s in
there. A shame.
Yo, this is probably one of the toughest questions I've ever been asked.
So you can't.
I 10,000 tarantulas for 10 minutes.
He's going to lie there.
I'll just lie there and speak to every single ancestor and God I know. And just bro, like, I am not eating.
You're even going to throw in one for Buddha, dude.
Bro, I'm going to Buddha that. I'm going to call Muhammad Salah and stuff. Yeah. Like, 10,000 tarantulas for 10 minutes, bro. 100%, bro. And also I would trend. Think about it. I'd be on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, hashtag Sky with the tarantulas. Yeah, anyway.
Look, we get lots of hits on that video.
Yeah. So I got a question from Full On My Back for Darren Moore.
Yeah.
How often and how much do you tip car guards?
This always used to be an irritation, because I was like, what did you do? My car's stolen. Do I get my money back? All of those kind of things, you know. I used to have a problem, and then I realized we're in a situation, everyone's struggling. I'm in a more privileged position. So I actually, right now, any car guard, any petrol pump attendant, anybody who is out and about in the front line, I give them 50 bucks.
50 rand?
50 rand.
Even if you've been inside the
shop
for 2 minutes.
Even if I pop in for a liter of milk and I come back out, and then even if there's, we struggle.
Darren, if you have 12 people at your car everywhere you go from now, everyone noticing whatever Jag you're driving, we'll all be standing there with our hands out.
I really am feeling like that right now. So I'll give 12 people 50 bucks.
But that's the thing. I'm glad Kerry mentioned your car, because there's levels to this ish.
Yeah.
If you're driving a Golf 1, a City Golf, and you give the guy like
50 bucks.
The guy expects you to give him like 5 rand.
Yeah.
But if you're driving a Jaguar one of those vroom cars, you can't go below 20, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a status here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you stick to a Kia on your 5 rand.
100%. Yeah, but Ford, we're there, nothing.
Here's a question from Ina. This is for you, Kerry. Ina Tatspot. She says, can you remember how much rent you paid for your first apartment?
Oh my gosh. I was talking about it this weekend. I lived in a digs when I was at university at UKZN.
Yeah.
And my friend and I shared a little two-bedroom, because, you know, money was tight. And the flat was 1,800 bucks. So that was 900 each.
Wow.
Well, how big was it? Jeez, Akers. Was the bathroom there as well?
It was two bed, one bathroom. No, it was tiny, man. And we had the house, the main house, where has other people from our university. There were about six of us all in this digs. And I remember, the 900 bucks. And I used to be a floor MC at Suncoast. So that was where my money from a shift would go to my month's rent.
Yeah.
900 rand.
Sky, you won't remember this. You've stayed with your mom your whole life. But for other big people, we had to venture out.
No, we must correct this.
What?
I moved dad last year, remember?
And then back in with your mum.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but I mean, when you were studying, you stayed with your parents. You didn't stay in a commune. You didn't stay in a res. You didn't stay in a digs.
No, no.
All right. So your first rent one day, we'll ask you when you're big. But until then...
What?
No, but like, this is actually...
Guy, you can't say anything. Darren's right.
This is one of those amazing questions. Because I remember it being about, 800-900 rand for a room in a commune of Five Oaks in a house when I was studying at Pretoria Tech. So I can remember it being like in that region as well. But I want to ask you this question. Can you remember back? And to our slightly senior people as well. Can you remember back the first time...
the first time I paid rent, we paid it in sheep.
Tell the truth. Can you remember the first time you paid rent for an apartment, for a flat, for a room, or whatever? How much did you pay? And when was this? I want to WhatsApp us right now. 061-792-9495.
Darren, Carrie and Sky. Weekday, 6 to 9 a.m.